during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Save more on the brands you trust to deliver on the job. Right now, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a DeWalt 10-inch 20-volt max dual bevel compound miter saw. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Save even more on what you need to keep the job moving. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today. It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Detective Jason Howe right now about the Jesse McFadden case. This is one that is extremely disturbing. And of course, the horrible individual, Jesse McFadden, he took the easy way out. He was facing child porn charges on the same day that seven bodies were found in his rural Oklahoma property. There were two teenagers who were reported missing right before that, ended up finding them on his property, along with some of his relatives, McFadden's wife, her teenage children, and some others. It's absolutely horrific. This seems like something, the question I always ask is, how was he out to begin with? What are we looking at here in this case?
Well, my understanding of this case is that they were some texts that were oddly worded. My impression of that would be that he possibly sent those texts to the girl's family members himself. Mm-hmm. But he gave the indication that they were going to be at this ranch style property. It's alarming. He apparently was motivated into this because he was facing an upcoming trial from where he was sexting a young girl while he was in prison, incarcerated with a contraband telephone.
And he's out. This is how this was allowed to happen. One of the things that, just truly stirs up anger in many people who read this or hear about this is, why was he out? He's facing these other charges. He's been sexting underage people in prison. And we're like, well, that's okay. You can show back up on your own recognizance. I mean, what went on there? What was the reason for him getting out? Was it just that there was no more that they could do to hold him due to limits and such? Or what was going on?
Well, there's in a lot of communities, a big push for bail reform. A lot of people don't like the idea of bail in this country, but bail has its reasons. It's there to protect the community.
Yeah.
And there are individuals like Mr. McFadden here that probably don't really deserve to be out in the community with the rest of the citizens of the world. Unfortunately, it may have been a case like that. There's people in our society that probably need very high bails. They need to have money you know, put aside. They need to have restrictions on how they travel. We can start monitoring people, even if they are released, with GPS. But in this case, it just seems like they gave them a break.
I guess what's shocking about a lot of this is all these people that were around him, that were surrounding him, that knew of his history as well. And I guess I looked at this a little bit as well from a father's perspective, and you see these two young girls, yes, they're teens, they are not adults, of just knowing who your kids are going to hang out with. And of course, kids are going to lie. Kids are going to do this, say this and that. That happens. So I do question how much the parents knew about this person or not. But also just sometimes the lack of investigating exactly who your kids are with.
Yeah, I think it's very important to make sure you have all those facts and know a little bit about the background of the parents that they're hanging out with. I mean, apparently the children had a very good relationship with each other. But unfortunately, you know, you need to make sure you have some idea who their parents are, mm-hmm. and what their parents are into. It seems to me, I'm from a small community, but we kind of know what's going on in small communities, and you know about the people that live around you in your communities. It seems to me that a convicted rapist who served, nearly two decades in prison and was facing trial for some other sexually related charges would have been on somebody's radar.
You would think. I mean, was there failures in this system? How did this happen? What could have been done to prevent this from happening? Because it seems like it was not that difficult for this to take place.
Yeah, you know, an individual like this that comes out of prison should have been on sex offender registry.
And he was not?
No, I mean, I'm sure he was, but yeah. You have to check those registries and databases to make sure you know who you're dealing with and who's around you in the community. There's a lot of safety apps on telephones now that actually import some of that data, so you can actually see who lives around you that is on the list. Mm-hmm. It just seems odd that this guy wasn't on anybody's radar when it comes to his past behavior and his current behavior.
Is that just people being too trusting? I mean, it's interesting. I live not far from Oklahoma. I live in this area of the country. Tulsa is a 2-hour drive from me. And you go out to some of these rural communities, some of these rural towns, and depending on the one we're talking about, but a lot of them, you know, they are scary. They're not in good shape. There's the epidemic of opioids and all of that have destroyed many of them. And there also seems to be a level of extreme trust in an area where maybe there shouldn't be, but with what's been going on. What is that? Is this a case of, you know, we still kind of live by the rules of, well, you know, what could happen? I did this when I was this age, and, you know, what's the worst that could happen when they go out and they're hanging out with their friends? Is it overlooking the obvious?
I think it is. You know, there a time where people could leave the doors unlocked and not have a concern about their property, but those times have seemed to pass, at least in our country. You know, you have to take precautions, especially with your children and also with your personal property. You know, that's why we live in a world now of locks and surveillance cameras and what have you, because there's not a lot of trust, you know, that you can rely on when it comes to very important things in your life in today's society, it seems like. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the world we live in.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Thank you so much for your insights into that case. Always appreciate having you on, Jason Howe. You want to weigh in on any of the stories that we're following for you right here? We have a phone number for that. It's 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. We would love to hear from you. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Knows. Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.